Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of Saint Monica. Today's first reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 97. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. What is the kind of life that God wants you and I to live? St. Paul says in the first reading of today that God wants us to be holy, hence to keep away from vice, such as sexual immorality, economic and social exploitation. Thus, St. Paul says our bodies must be used in a way that is holy and honorable. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, hence we are not our own. Therefore, my brother, my sister, it is not enough to be a believer. We are called to walk and act according to the commands of true love of God and neighbor. The Second Vatican Council document Lumen Gentium from number 39 says, that is the will of God, our sanctification. Thus, all faithful of Christ of whatever rank or status are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. How? By following the footsteps of Christ Jesus and conforming themselves to his image, seeking the will of God the Father. And they must devote themselves with all their being to the glory of God and the service of their neighbor. Thus, my brother, my sister, we have work to do for our sanctification and sanctification of the world. This is not my injunction. It is God's directive. Is it difficult to pursue and live a holy life? Yes. Is it impossible? No. Then what must we do to live that holy life? First, we must humbly acknowledge that we have vices that must be overturned and abolished by virtues. Secondly, we must kneel or bow before the Lord to confess our sins, embrace the sacrament of reconciliation and Holy Eucharist, and stay awake because those temptations will surely return. But 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9 admonishes us thus, resist him and standing firm in faith and in the knowledge that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. My brother, my sister, if we fail to resist the enemy, then our lot will be similar to the foolishness of the virgins in today's gospel reading who missed the arrival of the bridegroom. Thus, my brother, my sister, after a long struggle with those vices, our corruptions and convictions, leaving Jesus or abandoning our commitments of faith is not an option for us, children of God. The only option available to us, children of God, is the path of the prodigal son. Yes, we must return to the Father a trillion times to say, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have sinned. May the Lord grant us his mercy and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Monica, pray for us, Our Lady Seat of Wisdom. prayed for us.